Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the You Up podcast. It's me, Nikki Glaser. How are you today? I'm good, thank you for asking. I'm filled with a little bit of dread today, which is probably my natural state, is just dreading things that are going to come. I just don't like to work. I like when I'm working, like in the moment, I don't mind it, but I'm always filled with dread about having to be somewhere and having to do something later on. My ex-boyfriend always used to say, I've never met someone who dreads doing what they do and what they love doing more than you. And I'm still that way. I just never like having to do something, but I like doing things because I like being done with things, because then I feel accomplished and I feel like I'm allowed to then relax. I never let myself relax unless I've earned it. If you know me, and you do because you're listening to the podcast and you probably have heard me talk before about this, like I can never let myself enjoy myself unless there's been some kind of suffering on the other side of it, which as I'm saying it, I realize is completely insane. But I just feel like I don't deserve things unless I've worked for them. If there's ever like an easy way to do something or a hard way, I'll generally take the hard way just so that I can feel I've earned it. It's not a good way to live. I realize that. And meditating has helped me kind of be more in the moment and not have to, because meditating teaches you, like, don't think about the past, don't think about the future, and dread is all about the future, and I realize that. So I'm getting better at it, but where was I even going with this? I just have the longest day ahead of me, and this is the only time in my day that I can carve out for alone time or relaxation, or I was going to go to the gym. But then as I was putting on my gym shoes, I realized that I had to do a podcast. So here I am. And guess what? I'm kind of enjoying this more than I would anything else I'd be doing right now. It's just been a long week. I don't know when my life will ever not be filled with work, but why am I complaining about it? No one knows. I'm not complaining. I love my life. Life is good. Life is great. Life is whatever. Tips. Yeah, there's been like outfits that my exes have worn that I'm just like, I hate that shirt.
Really?
So much.
Why? What kind of, what do you hate about
what,
it?
What, like a joke shirt?
No, like, no. I mean, that could be
I'm with
a
stupid
thing.
Or something.
Yeah, if a guy wore something ridiculous, which I've dated guys and been interested in guys that wear ridiculous
Rise.
Things.
And grind. Jackpot.
Just any kind of funny shirt kind of is disgusting to me. Like any, like, although I do like when like guys wear shirts that say, like Emil yesterday, we were at this gas station and he found a shirt that like will have sex for barbecue.
Yeah.
Which is so funny. If you were wearing something like that, that is just so ridiculous.
What's specific?
And I like guys when they come to the shows and they're wearing like funny shirts. Like there are sometimes that shirts that make me laugh and I'm like, you know what? That's a conversation starter and you're not probably that funny. And that's cool. I like it. I really don't mind it. I don't think I'd date that guy, but I definitely do enjoy it. And girls, I like when girls wear funny shirts. I'm always into that. But yeah, there's just been colors that look not great on a guy. So what that tells me is there's definitely things that I've worn that have made them go, ugh. Because if you're thinking anything about someone, I mean, generally, literally anything about your boyfriend or your girlfriend, they have the same thoughts as you. So when you're like, we all talk shit about each other. I try to talk less shit now because it's just not good for yourself or the world. But when you're talking shit and then you find out that someone's talking shit behind your back about something, And were you just checking Carla's boobs out?
They
was so... I couldn't not
she
call it
threw
out.
Them out there.
I was stretching my back.
I don't
oh
know.
Oh, my God.
Honestly,
she...
can I be honest here?
Yes, please. I just saw Andrew.
It was
just...
half tits, half... I really liked his T-shirt. And I'm not... And I know that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, she has great tits.
Yeah.
And she literally just stretched and pushed them out.
Okay. She
and was like, look at my tits.
Yeah, she did.
Look at my big
but she's
fat
wearing,
tits.
Like, a baggy, baggy T-shirt.
Yeah, it's
like
not
a
even
men's
hot.
T-shirt.
Yeah,
I'm
but
doing
it, that's...
no shower radio.
Can I
today.
Be honest, though? Guys really like a baggy T-shirt, and you can still see some titties, because
right.
then they're fucking great tits.
Right.
Because they're still bouncing in a, in a bags. bouncing in a bags? You got some good bags. That's what we used to write up on the
How
wall.
How big are your tits again?
Big as fuck. Bigger
this.
Than a truck.
B's? 34B.
I just
no
don't
way.
Believe it, dude. I don't
no
believe it.
No way.
Will you flash us right now? Do you care?
Yeah, I don't care.
Can we see your bare tits?
She's doing this for Andrew.
No, like, can we see them bare?
Bare?
No, you can't.
I don't, I mean, I don't, wouldn't
She's
mind.
She's seen them bare.
Here,
I mean,
fine.
I just,
won't look.
I want to. Okay, yeah, you're right. They are bees.
Oh, no. I saw them.
God. Yeah, they are bees.
They're perfect, though.
They're really good.
God
They're
damn.
Really good. Carlisle.
Can we get this animated?
I don't know if they'll have enough. They'll be out of stencils.
Shout out to Cartoon Radio for animating
that's not a
one
C,
of our.
A small C?
Yeah, that's maybe a small C.
Look, it can be a small C, or it can be a big
Thanks
B.
for doing that, by the way. I hope you didn't feel like I Howard Stern'd you in 1990.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, yeah, I just felt like you would be willing to do it. And I just needed to see, because I don't understand. They look so big, but I guess it's the push-up bra.
It's all the bra. Girls, go one
bra, kind of
bra size down. A Victoria's Secret, always.
I
no,
need to get
not
whatever
always.
Bra you
or, sorry,
wearing.
Third Love.
Third love.
Yeah, no, Third Love. I'm wearing mine today, and it's so I love it.
It's
I'm
hot.
Obsessed with it. It's good. So
you go one bra size down, so
down,
then they push
so
up.
So then they
yeah,
push
and
up,
and then you just let them kind of overflow out.
But does it feel constrictive?
Not really.
Not the cup size, maybe you go smaller, but the
exactly
the
That's
number
why you're not
you stick
oh.
with the number
because your rib cage is still the
but
same.
You know what, girls are so they want big boobs, so when you go a size smaller, it makes you feel like I don't have big boobs, but it's actually going to help. So if you're a D, wear a C. If you're a C, wear a B. And if you're yes. a B, wear an A.
And okay. if you're an A, kill yourself.
If you're an A, what the fuck are you doing alive still, girl?
Dead. What do you oh got a God. Back for tat?
No, I love small tits. A's. I mean,
small tits are fun.
Yeah.
Just a nipple sometimes and then like no bra. That's hot.
God, it's so hot.
Because they can just
dude,
run
you
around.
You have
in
no
like a tank
idea
top.
What nipples do to guys.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's insane.
Oh my God. The last
if
guy I hooked up with.
You see a loose nipple with a little bit of bounce, you lose your mind as a guy. Because we just don't get to see it that often. It's just not out in
well,
the wild.
Well, now girls are going braless all
I know.
The goddamn time.
I know. I
it's
know.
Wild.
In New York, it's insane. But also, usually with
I
a
never
with a
thought
loose nip,
I'd be
you...
a girl that wears no bra, and I don't wear bras all the time now.
Can I just say, like in 2019, an ass is not even a private part anymore.
Right.
Have you noticed that?
What do you mean?
Everybody has a bare ass on Instagram. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, you can just put your ass out.
It's
and...
not
oh, yeah.
even it's
yeah.
not even a private part.
No,
anymore.
The only
like,
thing nipple
not...
is the only thing that's like
nipple
and vagina.
Is the only thing that you still well and pussy.
God, have you Halsey's nipple? What would you do with that? Have you seen it?
What?
Ew.
What?
I would
What's
have
wrong
to.
With it?
No, he loves Halsey. He made out with a picture of Halsey on his phone.
Okay.
He and kissed his phone, Carlisle.
I remember hearing that.
What yeah. do you think of that?
Did she have
Don't
good
judge
nipples?
Me, huh? No.
I'm
well,
sure she does.
Yeah, she does.
She's got good
Her
everything.
Tits are on the internet.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You found them. You've smooched them intimately in bed.
I mean, we titty fucked for a little while.
Oh, God, gross.
I had to get two phones.
You put one on each. Just your dick between two iPhone 7s. With Halsey's, a close-up of Halsey's tit on each one.
And soft covers.
You gotta have a soft cover.
You need that glass can cut you.
That was Monday's show. Next up is, did you like that? Did you like Monday's show? That snippet of it? God, that was a fun, fun day. Sean O'Connor was supposed to be on the show, but he bailed last minute in the morning, or I guess late at night, the night before, and we were scrambling to find someone to come in because it was just going to be me and Andrew, which, listen, we can do a show together, but it's always fun to have a third. And Carlisle Forster saved the day, and then she showed her tits live on radio. That was a real Howard Stern moment for me. And she's got good boobs, I gotta be honest with you. My boobs, not as insecure about those. Those, I'm just like, you know, actually, yeah, every girl knows that when, like, your boobs aren't, like, if you're not, Andrew knows this. Andrew hates his nipples. He has, like, puffy nipples, and every woman has puffy nipples, or, like, at least, like, when they're soft, they just don't look as good as when you're cold. Being cold makes your boobs look better. It's just a weird, you know, I guess some people like hot tits, just like baggy, hot tits. That's always what it always feels like when your tits are like sleepy in the morning and like warm. They just like don't feel as good, and I don't feel as confident. So I get when a cold breeze comes through the room when I'm naked and hooking up, I'm like, thank God, thank God. I recently hooked up and the guy did a lot of nipple stuff and it like hurt and felt good, but also like hurt too much. And afterwards I had to check and be like, are they bruised? And they weren't. I kind of wanted them to be so I could have like something to show for it. But also I'm like really going to town on my nipple right now and I don't know why. It does feel good. God, that stuff feels so good. Guys, does that feel good to you too? Guys like their nipples played with. I think I once hooked up with a guy who, like, loved that, and I just felt weird about it. I just don't want to play with your nipple. But, like, shout out to the guy who wanted to play with mine. It felt great, even though it did hurt at one moment. Man, I'm looking at mine right now, and I got some hairs poking out. I gotta give it a little, it's not too bad, but they're there. They're there, nipples. They're there. Every girl has nipple hair. I don't care who you are. Maybe Kate Beckinsale. I bet she doesn't have nipple hairs. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with her recently, but I'm just fascinated at how perfect she is. And Emily Ratajkowski probably doesn't have nipple hairs, but, or maybe they do. Why do I project onto these women who I think are perfect that they don't have insecurities? I'm sure that they do. I'm sure that they're like, my tits look too good today. I don't mean to pretend that models and Kate Beckinsale don't have problems, because they do. And I know that a lot of I was looking through my Instagram feed the other day. You know when you just like go through your own feed to be like, what is a guy who has a crush on me maybe seeing? Because that's what we do. When you have a crush on someone new, you go through their Instagram feed and you like go back and you like look at their, you just like, you know, go through and look at their whole life. It's a good way to see them age in front of you. Are you guys yawning too? Because I'm starting to. I'm so tired. I don't even know what I'm saying or what I've said on this podcast, and I regret it almost like 100%. I regret this, what I've said on this podcast so far, alone in my hotel room by myself. But what was I saying about someone's insecurities or about like you think that, oh yeah, I was looking through my own feed and I was like, God, you're pretty here. You're pretty here. You look, God, your hair looks so great there. Your skin looks so great there. And then I realized I was getting jealous of my own self from my Instagram feed. And I was like, God, you were so perfect. Why do you ever get insecure? You're perfect. And I realized, yeah, duh, those are the images I'm choosing to display. And I always think I'm like being real on Instagram. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Those are curated to be the most attractive moments of my life. And even girls who are comfortable with themselves and honest with themselves are still curating it to look great. So what did that tell me? That no matter who I'm looking at on Instagram, because sometimes I convince myself, yeah, she's a model, but like, she didn't doctor this photo. She's just naturally beautiful, and every photo of her is beautiful. I know people say everyone's airbrushed and it's all filters, but no, this girl's just naturally pretty, and you have to deal with it, Nikki. You're not, and she is, and this is a real picture. But you know what? Everyone chooses the best picture of themselves. Everyone. Even me. I got jealous of my own self, and I know myself, and it is not who is in those Instagram pictures. I try to be real on Instagram, on my stories, but the posts themselves, I'm not putting bad pictures on those posts. It is rare. It is so rare that I will put an unattractive picture on a post, one where I don't feel like I look my best. So if I'm doing that, everyone's doing it. Everyone. Everyone. So girls, a lot of people, he did the challenge that I told a lot of you to do, which is if you feel insecure about, if anyone on Instagram makes you feel bad about yourself, just unfollow them. It doesn't mean that you don't like them. It doesn't mean that you don't want to be friends with them. But if they're making you feel sad, hide their profile. Hide it. They'll never know. And see what happens when you stop seeing their stuff. You don't miss it. It's like when you give away things to Goodwill that you're like, oh my God, I'm going to miss that shirt. And then you give it away and you never even think about it. That's the way it happens when you stop following Kendall Jenner. I promise you won't miss her. You know what you won't, you know what you'll get from that? You won't compare yourself to her for a split, even if 1 second of your day is like, God, her ass is great and mine isn't. You're going to save yourself that, which can change your life. So go through your feed today, and anyone that makes you feel better about yourself, mute them. You can always unmute them tomorrow, but give it a week. Just see what your feed feels like with nothing that makes you feel insecure. Nothing. And see what it does. And by the way, I think your whole feed will just be pictures of food and dogs, because everyone on Instagram, I'm not kidding you, everyone is lying, including me. And that brings us in to Tuesday's show with Pete Lee and Andrew Collin. We get into talking about ghosts and psychics, and update on my ghost situation. If you heard that show, I still don't believe in ghosts, and I still don't believe in psychics, even though, dude, last night I watched Hollywood Medium. It's this young kid named Tyler Henry, and he talks to celebrities and channels their dead relatives to come through. And I gotta say, he was pretty impressive. And I just want to get famous enough so that I get to meet him. Although, I really don't have anyone dead in my life that I want to see again. I mean, there's like maybe a couple people, but I don't think that we were close enough for them to want to come through and talk to me. You know? I mean, my grandma, I feel like I had good closure with my grandma. I don't need her to like appear and say, it's not your fault, because it's like, it wasn't my fault. You were old. That's not very nice. I'd love another conversation with Mimi, but through a young kid with bleached blonde hair and a funky haircut and a mom who drives him to all these celebrities' houses. I mean, this show is hilarious. It's called Hollywood Medium, and he's just like this young kid whose mom drops him off at Hollywood celebrities' houses, and he doesn't watch TV or movies, so he doesn't know any of the celebrities. And it kind of validates it, because he doesn't do any research. He literally doesn't know anything about the people that he shows up to. Even though the episode I saw, he met with the guy from Big Bang Theory. You know, the one who plays Sheldon, I guess. Bazinga. I don't watch the show, but I just know those references. He shows up at his house. And I'm not going to say this kid is gay, but I do know that Sheldon is gay. And I got to say, I think there was a little bit of an attraction there between the two of them. And he's not really a kid. He's definitely legal, so that's not weird for me to say that. But I bet they stayed in touch and are definitely at least DMing at this point. So enjoy the show. This is Tuesday's show with Pete Lee and me and Andrew Collin. It was so fun. Ghost talk.
I've told my parents that and my family, if I ever die tragically, and you guys, do you want to be haunted? Let me know.
I've had enough.
Pete.
She's already haunting you.
Yeah. I see a ghost every day.
Dude, that's so funny. I'll leave you alone. Pete, please. I'll be like saying some weird shit over your bed if I ever die before you.
Can you, if you die before me, can you just be my writer? Like, will you help me when I'm on stage and stuff?
No, I'll just like whisper jokes over you when you're sleeping in Nebraska, but only in Nebraska, because Lori.
You want to compete with Lori.
How about this? I'll know it's you if after every joke you go, waka waka.
That's not me. That's not my style.
Maybe
I'll go,
you don't know where you're going to.
Jackpot.
Jackpot. Okay.
Jackpot. Why do ghosts have to talk like that?
Yeah, I know. Why aren't they just like, hey, jackpot, bro?
I don't know.
And why do they come out at night? Why are they not during the day? Why are they not like, it'd be so much more chill if it was like 12 o'clock. We're at lunch. You sit. You look.
Well, yesterday,
over.
That drawer opened. It was a daytime ghost.
Yeah.
Have I you seen ghosts during the day?
I feel. Yeah, like. Oh yeah. That the Tuiga Diga Dow one was at like 2 p.m.
Whoa. Wait. Yeah. You were like napping? Napping.
Yeah, I was napping.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. The I used to have a bit about seeing ghosts in my act where I talked about like if you can slam doors, why can't you vacuum floors? You
yes.
Know, like do chores.
Helpful ghosts. Yeah.
Give me my neighbor's Wi-Fi. Like I don't know something really productive.
Yeah.
That
what
will
are
help
ghosts
out.
Doing? They're just and why? Why are you rustling in the curtains over there, ghosts? You could do anything. You can walk through walls. You can do. You. They always turn on faucets.
Stuck.
They
apparently,
slam cabinets.
I think they're stuck. That's why.
Oh, they're stuck.
Yeah, they can't just leave.
Listen, I get it. I get that. Feeling stuck. God, if I was stuck at that hotel the rest of my life, what a great life.
It's a pretty good hotel.
I mean, that's
nice.
All I want to do.
A nice hotel.
Oh my God, I would love it. But what if you got like a? What if you died in like a shitty room? Like the one night that you're like, you know what? I'm gonna save some money. I'm gonna price line it, and you have to haunt a hotel. And you could have had a suite if you would have just splurged. That's why, YOLO.
YOLO.
You
right.
gotta splurge because you don't know if you're gonna die, and you're gonna have to haunt that thing the rest of your life, and then you're haunting Coach. Mm-hmm. On Southwest, which is all Coach.
That'd be YOLO, you only live once or forever.
Or for
YOLO.
Oh my gosh.
A piece of bread.
We got to go to break here soon. Any closing thoughts about this ghost situation? I mean,
Lori hasn't called.
Lori hasn't called.
She hasn't called, so
well,
maybe.
Well, now I'm worried about Lori.
I kind of actually respect that.
Can
that
you call her
call
and tell her we're
in.
On it?
Yeah, why don't we talk? Can we talk to Lori? We
no, I feel bad.
You don't want to put her on the spot. But maybe
I just
have her on, maybe.
I don't like when I think people are frauds and I have to confront them about it.
Mm.
Because
but why not,
I feel like frauds never admit they're frauds, and so I won't win.
But don't go at her. Like, just like, let's have a nice conversation.
But I
want to
be honest,
and
my listeners
afterwards.
Just heard me say that I think she's a fraud, so I won't be very authentic on the phone if I'm like, cool, Lori, thank you so much. I believe in everything you're doing.
Oh, well, you don't have to go that far.
Oh, my God, there's this psychic that I walk by every time. Like, I live on 10th
on
Avenue and on 8th Avenue. Yeah, on 23rd.
Yeah, the young girl?
Yeah. Would you like a psychic reading? Would you like a psychic reading? I've lived there for 7 years off and on, and Anya and I have known this woman, and every time we buy, I go, oh, and you like a psychic reading, ladies. And now this bitch has gotten so lazy that she just sits
by the
window. It's almost like a basement psychic place, and she sits by the window, and she just taps on the glass. And so then when you look over, she kind of like, calls to you like, when you like a psychic, but that's her voice, and I was like, you can't have that voice when you are a psychic. Also, I mean, it's the most cliche joke to say, but like, mm-hmm. your life should be going better if you can predict what's gonna happen to me. Your life sucks. You've become now like you can't even go outside anymore. You just like are a hermit and you tap on the glass. It's such an asshole move because you do look over like, oh my God, someone needs help. And then it's just, hi, would you like to come in and spend all your money on some crystals that won't do fucking anything for your life? Oh, would you like a psychic reading? If you're in New York City today, go to 23rd and 8th, walk west on 23rd towards 9th. And it's right past
the
pet shop.
On the south side of the street.
It's right past Asuka, the Japanese restaurant. Yeah. And if you keep walking, and it's on the south side of the street, you will encounter, oh, and you'll like a psychic greeting. Tap, tap, tap. All right, we're back. I'm still in my hotel room. God, I have the busiest day. I'm waiting for a call from, I'm pitching a show on Monday. And it's stressing me out because I just don't want to do the work that I've already done a ton of work on it, but I just like to just show up at a show and perform and leave and never have to review what I did. But pitching a show forces you to write and look at it and review and make it better. And I'm working with a woman on it who is like a really accomplished Hollywood writer, and I really respect her and want her to like me and think I'm funny and think I'm smart. And so when she tells me that something I wrote isn't maybe great for this, it just makes me feel sad. When it shouldn't, because guess what? I'm not perfect and I don't know how to write a show, and it is all a learning experience. But it stresses me out, and I'm like tugging on my eyebrows right now because of it. I'm not ripping them out, but there's definitely some tugging going on that is soothing to me at this moment.
Also, there's construction going on outside, so I'm sorry if you can hear that. But listen, this is life on the road. Yeah, and then today I have to – I'm leaving at in an hour and a half to go, and then I'm going to be on set for 12 hours today doing a pilot presentation, which is – means it hasn't been picked up to a pilot, but it's they're shooting it to then take to a network and be like, do you want this? And so I'm going to be on set all day doing that. But the people involved are really fun. One of the other people doing it is Ryan Stiles from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And it was the first time I met him was yesterday when we went for a rehearsal for it. And he is so, so, so funny. And like, he just had me laughing so hard. There was this girl on the show that was, like, talking about how she, her boyfriend gave her a bag of Cheetos, and their relationship was, like, based about there was some kind of Cheetos thing with her and her boyfriend, and he just goes, did he ever Cheeto on you? You know, cheat? I don't know. It was the dumbest pun, and he was, like, embarrassed that he even made it, but it had me laughing for, like, way longer than it should have. And was I high? No, guys, I wasn't. I have actually haven't smoked pot since Monday, and it is Friday. So that's been 4 days. That's the longest I've gone in since Dancing with the Stars, which was in September. So I really don't crave it. I'm not trying to not smoke pot. I just, like, haven't had the opportunity. That's the thing with pot. I do it when it's just, it's the problem with pot is that when you vape it, you can always do it. No one can smell it. You can do it indoors, and it's legal now pretty much. Like, no one cares, so you can just do it all the time. So, like, when I was vaping, I was just doing it all the time because I could, and I can function really high on it. Really high. I'm a highly functioning pot smoker. But I quit vaping because I had a lot of people DMing me that it's, like, ruining people's lungs forever and ever, and it causes so much damage. So I quit vaping maybe a month ago at this point. And so now if I only smoke it, it's really hard to smoke pot, like, during the day on the go. So I just don't. And it's been, I mean, I'll go back to smoking pot as soon as someone is like, you want to smoke pot? But it's been 4 days now. And I don't know. I can't really report any significant changes in my life. I like, truly, we'll see. We'll see. It's too early to tell. I guess my dreams have been more vivid, but my dreams are always vivid. That's what they say. They say when you stop smoking pot that your dreams come back. But I don't know. I've always had, like, wacky dreams. And it's not like that's something I love having. A lot of my dreams are stressful as shit. What did I dream? It doesn't even matter. I was about to tell you what I dreamt last night, and can you think of anything worse? I don't know, Nikki. What about talking about your boob hairs? Yeah, well, that was a dream of mine to talk about my boob hairs to you on a podcast where I'm alone in my hotel room. But anyway, what was I saying about pot? Yeah, so yesterday I met Ryan Stiles. He was so funny. And I also did the show with Preacher Lawson. Preacher Lawson was on America's Got Talent, I think. Comedian, really, like, attractive dude that's, like, muscle bound and, like, very fit, and he's a vegan. And I love that because I love when, like, really hot dudes with great bodies and, like, muscular are vegan, because I think so many people are like, where do you get your protein? Are you weak all the time? And it's like, no, you can totally be fit as shit and be a vegan. You're just lazy and want an excuse to keep doing what you're doing. Man, I got into it on Twitter today. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I see a post about animals and it breaks my heart. So I tweet about it and then I get all the backlash. You know, and I didn't even check the backlash. Apparently there was some kind of, like, crash on a highway in Kansas and pig guts went all over the highway. And, you know, the Kansas Highway Patrol put out a tweet that's like, pig guts all over the highway, hold your nose, hee hee ha ha. And I'm just like, if this were dog guts, would we have the same kind of, like, tone of, how funny? No. No, we wouldn't. We'd be horrified. And how is it different? It really isn't different. It's just our mentality about it. And you guys have heard me talk about this. I don't mean to, I'm not going to preach, but what I'm going to say is that, so I posted a tweet about, like, what if these were dog guts? Would you guys care? Would anyone, would people be upset? Yeah, probably. But because it's pig guts, it's just so hilarious. And I had, I had a lot of people writing back to my tweet, like, you dumb bitch, because both Mike Racine, comedian Mike Racine, and Kyle Kinane, if you're a comedy fan, Kyle Kinane is pro-vegan. He is struggling to go vegan, but he wants to be, and he totally agrees with me about every point, which it feels so good to have a man who other men love on my side. Kyle Kinane is just, like, such a man's man, and, like, he's the type of comic that, like, guys love, guys who, like... And Kyle Kinane, by the way, is one of the funniest comics working, and everyone should enjoy him. But I think men really pride themselves on being, like, he drinks beer, and he's fucking rugged, and... And says it like it is. And guess what? He agrees with me. Animals, what we do to animals is fucking horrific. And he wants to go vegan. And he wrote me, and I haven't probably texted with Kyle Kinane in over a year and a half, something. And he wrote me and was like, your tweet makes total sense. I totally support you. I've done a bit about this in my special. And I was like, wow. There must be a lot of backlash and a lot of mean comments, which I'm not reading, if both Mike Racine and Kyle Kinane wrote to me being like, stay strong, girl. And I was like, I'm not even reading the comments, but based on you guys writing me, I bet shit's going down. And then I doubled down and responded to my own tweet. And I was like, if you're arguing to me that you love bacon and you're making a joke about bacon, it's good. It's just like, you're one of the most lame pieces of shit I've ever heard. It is so lame to me to be like, I love bacon. It's like, yeah, so do I. Bacon's delicious. I'm not arguing that. But guess what else would be delicious? Your dog. If I grilled your dog and put a bunch of sauce on it, your dog would be legit delicious. I'm sorry to say that. It would be. But guess what? You would never do that to your dog or any dog, you know? But you do it to pigs? Why is it okay? Oh, it's okay because everyone else does it. Well, guess what? I don't subscribe to that shit. And maybe you're turning off the podcast here because you're like, I didn't want to be yelled at, Nikki. Well, guess what? It's the only way that I went vegan was for people to yell at me. So maybe you need to hear it. And I don't care if you're vegan or not. I really don't. Just be yourself, whatever. But just acknowledge that what you're doing is kind of wrong. Just acknowledge it. That's the first step. Eat your meat, eat your dairy, but acknowledge that what we do to cows and pigs is fucking horrific. My point is, when you know an animal is going to die, which people who handle animals up until their death and their slaughter, animals aren't treated well in the short lives that they live, because everyone who handles them knows that they're going to die eventually. So when you're about to throw away a paper cup, what do you do with it? I mean, if you're Andrew Collin, you chew on it. But what do? You rip it. You just kind of crumple it in your hand. If you know it's going in the trash, what do you care? Why do you need to make it look nice as you hold it? Like, that's how animals are treated up until their death. They're treated like garbage. And that's all I'm going to say on that. I'm sure Noah is listening to this as she edits this podcast and is like, good God, Nikki, will you just stop? But I can't. I can't stop. And I'm sure there's other things I should be talking about, like kids in cages, and there's other things that I should stand up for, the overconsumption of plastic. I have to pick my battles, and pigs and cows are my battles today. And chickens. Jackpot. Okay, well, I think... Is this the whole show this week? Did we do the whole... Oh, no. Yes. Oh, it's Wednesday's show. Oh, which is... No, sorry. Thursday's show. I'm all over the place. So on Thursday, we had Jackie Tone, who plays Melrose on the show Glow, on Netflix's show Glow. And then we had Sabrina Jaliz, who is going to be in the CBS sitcom Carol's Second Act, which is going to debut in August. So two TV stars in my studio, one of whom, Sabrina Jaliz, is one of my best friends who I met on MySpace in 2006. And we get to talking about, I don't know what we talk about. I forgot what Noah picks these clips every week, and I read the description, but then I went on a vegan rant, and now I don't know what we talk about. But you're about to hear it. It's Jackie Tone. It's Sabrina Jaliz on yesterday's show. Enjoy it.
The tough part about any sort of fame is that people... the thing that people feel that they have to act around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this fresh off of hanging out with Susan Sarandon last night.
Wow. Whoa. Wow. Wow.
Like Susan Sarandon and 10 other people.
Okay. Okay.
And so before
so
she
you were
came,
at a restaurant where she was.
She right. was singing at Applebee's.
This took a turn.
Yeah, I mean.
No, her son is friends with my friends. And then there was, and she's like in town. So there's this like text thread of like, okay, Susan Sarandon's coming to town and like, she's going to come to this gathering. And so everyone like got
put
dressed for Susan Sarandon that night. And we were like,
how do you get dressed for Susan Sarandon?
It's called a slack and a sharp button down.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's called an, it's called a sharp Oxford.
A Civil War costume.
Yeah, oh no.
A musket. I got dressed. I just like, a, you know, wearing like cool clothes.
Yeah, I mean, which you but, always are.
But like just what the jarring thing or like the, because we all hang out all the time, but it was like just this different energy of like, we're all waiting for Susan to come.
Oh my
and then like everyone nervous. Wanted like bachelor time with Susan.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Like, hey, can I steal her for a second?
It's everybody was like, that's clearly what everyone wanted that moment.
Oh, I can't stand celebrities for that reason. Like, and I know this is the most relatable conversation to you listening in your car, wherever you are. But like, if there is someone around that comes to like a big celebrity is going to show up, I don't even enjoy it. Like, I remember one time, and this is a total brag, but like one time we were on, Amy Schumer had rented a yacht and she brought all her high school friends and all of her and me and her comedian friends that aren't famous, like Rachel, me, Bridget. And it was like years ago when we were just, you know, comics and then all of her high school friends. And then she was like, by the way, guys, Jennifer Lawrence is going to come on the yacht today. And everyone's freaking out. And I was like, I don't want this bitch on the yacht. She's going to change the energy. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to be weird.
Yeah.
Everyone
it's
got so
It's almost like
nervous.
Having a camera there.
Yes.
Exactly.
Where it's all like, oh, all of a sudden you're like sitting up straight.
Yes.
And you're like pursing your lips for no one.
I
you're just
hated
like waiting
it.
For someone to... Is that Susan?
Everyone
that
was so excited. And I was just bummed because I met her before, but I was just like, I don't want that. She's nice and everything. And then she showed up and everything was great. And she's like a normal person. But it changes everyone's energy.
Yeah.
And everyone's performing. Everyone's either they're performing or they're like less themselves. They're more themselves or less themselves. And it's just, it is obnoxious. And I'm sure it's obnoxious to be super famous and have everyone be like that around
you,
but you don't even note. But
no,
you probably don't
you,
notice, Jackie.
No, you notice.
Because
I'm not famous, and when I'm in a place that someone recognizes me, and they're real.
Yeah, but that's because you're not famous.
Like, there's real eyes.
But like, if that was always your life, if you're Jennifer Lawrence walking through the world and everyone changes around
you. Don't you have a super, some like Amy's, you're like, I, like some super famous friends, they notice. They don't they don't sit there and notice it like I do when I'm in a restaurant and I'm like, that's cool. That guy probably likes glow because he's looking over here a lot.
Yes.
You know, whatever. But if you're super famous, I think you notice it, but it,
you're right.
Get over
there's, you get over it, but you adjust, but it's.
You guys could just. Turn to me and ask me how it feels.
Okay,
Sabrina.
God, this was weird. I didn't want to say anything.
Well, it's so funny that we're talking about being weird in front of a celebrity.
I know, because we're trying to be normal.
In front of
anyways,
it's so weird.
Anyways,
I'll have a matcha chai latte.
My mouth just got
you're
so
talking
dry.
To
with
no
oat
one.
Milk.
But it just materialized. That's so weird that it just dropped from the sky.
Wow, and it's animated.
That's
crazy.
That's
is it a
like.
Cartoon?
A little tiny animated bird
I'll
just
have
brought
a
in, and now it's
scarf, please.
Wow,
scarf.
Great. Gardens.
So what was this? So was Susan cool? Did you get some alone time?
Yeah, she was cool. I didn't get any alone time on the text.
I feel
thread, was...
like she talks like I want to like try to do a. I can't do one, but I feel like there's a Susan Sarandon impression in my wheelhouse. It's a very funny voice.
I think everyone practice and we'll have a competition at the end.
I can only do a voice if I hear it, like right now.
Me too. Me
and
too.
Then
that's
I'm like,
the
oh, I
thing.
Can try and fuck with that. But otherwise, oh, we can swear. Seriously.
Yes, yeah, yeah, totally.
I mean,
swear.
I guess the thing is there's everyone has a relationship to the famous person. And so then the fantasy is that by the end of the night, the famous person has a relationship to you. That like that's the balance in your life, you know?
You
so it's like
make an
when
impact.
Jennifer Lawrence is coming to the yacht,
yeah.
then everybody is sort of like, how is this going to change my life? And how is the balance of me seeing her in Silver Linings Playbook? How she's going to see my Silver Linings Playbook.
Mm.
Yeah,
see,
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's not how I feel. I feel completely, and as someone who craves to be seen more than the average bear, I feel like super invisible and I feel worthless. Like I project all these things. It's like I can't stand
Shauna
being
was
around
definitely
someone.
Not into it. Shauna was like, I don't like that. And I want to leave. Like,
because she noticed that everyone changes and it's not fun to be around.
Just even anticipating the night. She just doesn't like that.
It feels like that moment in Waiting for Guffman when they think he's gonna come.
Yeah.
And they're like putting the sign on the seat and they're like, should we do Covered Wagons again?
That
and
it's just song. Like, everyone
that,
just,
movie, that
movie
is
so
the best movie.
It's my number one.
It's my number. It used to be my number one for so long, and then I haven't seen it for so long that I couldn't reference. I just love when she auditions Parker
Posey. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Teacher's pet. I wanna be teacher's pet. I wanna be hugging and snuggling and most of you as I can get. She's like this adult woman performing like a child. That's it for the podcast this week. Jackpot, we did it. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry I got long-winded about vegan stuff. Thank you for making it through that. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for supporting this show. If you enjoy it, tell your friends about it. Get them involved. Tweet at me about what you like. Tweet it. Don't tell me what you don't like. Tell me what you'd like to hear more of. Keep your criticisms down. Keep the compliments coming. What else can I tell you? Yeah, it's been a great week here in LA. We're going to be back in New York next week on the show, and then I'm going to be in Miami at the Miami Improv. Oh, I didn't even tell you guys. I saw Sam Harris last night, my favorite person ever. You know, the guy that started the meditation app that I love. I got to see him in the flesh last night. I went with my ex-boyfriend, who we're now friends. I guess, who knows? He's not listening to this, but to be honest with you, I don't even know that we can be friends because we're not anything else, but we'll see. We'll see. But he did get me tickets months ago to go see Sam Harris with him because we're both fans and he knows how much I loved him. And at that time, we were still banging each other. So it seemed like, oh, by July 11th, we'll probably still be banging each other. Not the case. A little awkward, not going to lie. But I did get to see Sam Harris in the flesh. It was amazing. He interviewed a monk who is one of the most like monkiest monks out there. And he... I didn't even want to hear the monk talk. The monk like kind of talked down to the audience like we were children. It was all about meditating and it was kind of like, I got to be honest with you, it wasn't the best. All I wanted to hear was Sam talk. Sam was amazing. The monk was not great. And I hate to be critical about a monk. Someone DM'd me last night because they saw that I had gone to it and they were like, how was the monk? And I was like, the monk was like, ugh, I don't know. I wasn't into it. And he was like, I cannot believe you weren't into him. Like, you can be critical of a monk. And he was joking. He was like, it's hilarious. And it's true. It is hilarious. But the monk was like, I don't know. I wasn't that into it. But seeing Sam Harris in the flesh, God, he is amazing. We meditated at the Wiltern Theater with like hundreds of people. We did like a 5-minute meditation. That was super cool. Check out the Waking Up app. It's changed my life. 10 minutes a day. You can learn how to meditate with the app. It's a 50-day course. They don't pay me for this. I just want you to have a happier life. Go download it. Waking Up app. If you can't afford it, read the fine print in the app store and you will find out how to get it for free. So that is my gift to you. I love you. Thank you for listening. Squirt, squirt, and jackpot.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.